DMs at Ben and Kelly Show. Great way for you to get a hold of us. You can shoot us one and we'll turn around, toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Wendy needs our help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, I have a friend who will help herself to anything in my fridge, pantry, etc., without asking.
Mm.
She'll also eat most, if not all, food that's meant to be shared, such as appetizers and snacks at social gatherings. Once she literally polished off an entire plate of appetizers before my guests arrived and I had nothing to feed them.
Who does that?
She does. After she finishes the food, she often says, oh, starving. I find myself hiding food from her when she comes over or delaying putting treats out for guests until later in the party.
Mm.
The most recent episode was when I was preparing food for my toddler. While it was cooling on the counter, she helped herself to all of it.
Oh.
She told me afterwards she had consumed it, so you see, nothing is safe, not even a child's meal. So how can I tell her what she's doing is wrong and rude? I feel like you have to tell her in the moment, right?
Yeah, or maybe it's not a... I don't know. I think there's a couple ways to approach it, and one of them involves doing it over the course of several, you know, I guess meetings, weeks, things like that. And the other involves just like kind of ripping the Band-Aid off and doing it all at once. So what I mean by like several meetings is, you know, when she's over and there's food or whatever, you know, make it a point to say, hey, by the way, this is specific for my kid.
Yes.
I do have like some grapes or something over, you know, over there if you're hungry or you need something to eat or whatever, but this right here, this is for my guests, this is for my kid, this is for whatever. So
yeah, you have to do that in the moment.
Yeah, I was gonna say kind of make it clear, and then just over time, like every time you kind of do that to the point where, you know, maybe she gets the point. Now the other way to approach that is just to say, hey, you know, I can't have you, I can't have you eating me out of house and home like this, and being
That's the conversation though that I feel like is going to affect the friendship. If you know you really care about this person and you want to continue being friends, I think each instance when you know she's coming over, you've got to like set it up to where if you're going to have food out, if you're having other guests over. What or if you're preparing food for your child, you tell them ahead of time, like, okay, so this, you know, this is for my daughter or whatever, and this is for the guests, so we gotta
right.
Let's wait to eat until the party starts.
Yeah, and I get that you have. I mean, we all have friends. We have friends who it's like my home is your home, and hopefully you're able to go over to her place. And do the same thing. Not that you would, but do, you know, go over and help yourself to whatever's in her cabinet. Maybe she's made that clear. Like, oh, you know, what's mine is yours. And maybe she
yes.
feels like that's reciprocated when it's not entirely.
That is one thing she didn't mention. Like, do you go and do this at her house? Maybe you should start.
Right.
If you don't. And that maybe that might start to send the message as well. But I don't think that we sit down and we have an intervention or confrontation about, hey, you know that you do this a lot and at parties you eat all this food. And then you that one time you ate my kid's food and all that. Kind of, like, if you have a confrontation like that, I don't think it's going to go well. But I think if you start to lay out the ground rules ahead of time, before these incidents happen, you'll have better luck with it.
Yeah, Cass says, tell her to start paying for groceries, LOL. Well, I mean, you know, you could say that in jest or in joking or whatever, but, if you keep eating all of my food, I'm going to have to, you know, send you
charge
a bill.
Charge half my grocery bill, yeah.
Right, exactly. But I think... I don't know. I think it's in the moment and you just have to really be very black and white about what is and what isn't allowed to be consumed.
Exactly.
So I don't know if you've tried that or not, but that would be our suggestion.
Yeah. You just kind of set the ground rules from the beginning and then she will know.
All right. That is diving into the DMs there. 99.70 JX.